Access.
La Tara.
Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Lagos.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I did not ask you.
You didn't ask me.
I'm asking.
Charity begins at home.
Charity not there.
Charity left.
Charity travel.
Okay, charity begins at home.
Charity tell me, say, this uncle name will be straight. You know, they treat him well. So he go. Yes, Charity have go.
Pigeon is so ras.
Charity have go.
All right, want to say happy anniversary to our sister station, Wazobia FM.
Wazobia!
15 years! Anniversary.
15 years down with
car. Yes,
they still they carry go. Nobody will car. Nobody go solo. This is really annoying singing.
Yes. I want to do a disclaimer. This person,
that person just left the studio.
Yeah, this is Mary. Her name is Marianne Duke Ocone, by the way.
And there's an interloper in the studio. How you doing?
That's how she calls Stretch. My name is Stretch. Thank you. She threatened to do this and she did it. Thank you so much. I'll get you on this.
Oh, come on. Never take a woman for granted.
All right. It's a beautiful day today. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday.
Yes.
We're going to make it fun. 2 hours of your day guaranteed.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you get to the gates of heaven and heaven, rather, and they ask you, what did you do 10 to 2?
I was 10 to 12.
10 to 12, rather. I was on What's Up Lagos. Yeah.
No, you don't even say that. You just tell the angel, What's Up Lagos?
Go to heaven. Go to it.
Enter the door.
Enter. Yeah. So this is a requirement, all right? God, you help us.
Oh, God. Welcome to the show. I mean, I look forward to these 2 hours because these 2 hours make my day. We're talking for development every single hour. Mm. These 2 hours, we make it fun talk. Mm. We're still talking, but fun talk.
Mm. You know, I can remember the beginning of this when we started this and the talk was, is that what you people are going to be talking about in this place?
I can never forget that color.
Color.
Things are happening. This God, you're laughing. Why are you laughing?
What is your problem?
Okay, auntie, we're going to be crying when we come on this show.
And we did not. But hey, let's let this happen this way. It's life. We're going to live it. It's only the living that gets that testimony. Yeah? Your test, then your testimony. So this is for you to just take it easy. Breathe out. Listen to the things that are being said. Contribute when you can for a bit, all right?
Yeah.
So let's start the show. We started with a portion we call Sound Off, where we get to talk about something trending, maybe not trending, but trend, something you want to talk about, something you have pondered about.
Matters
something
arising.
You want to be dealt with. We'll do it for you right here. We say it's mommy and daddy talk. You just listen, then we get on to the music after.
Here
right now,
go.
It's time for Sound Off. Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And it's brought to Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbadugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off.
All right, Sound Off starts this way. We've talked about this before, but it has taken another dimension. I think we'll just go straight to it. The Niger Delta House of Assembly. Representative members have called for the resignation of humanitarian minister Sadia Farouk over her comments about Bayelsa not being the most affected hit by the ravaging floods. The minister had earlier stated that according to data provided, Jigawa was the most hit state. The Niger Delta lawmakers, however, have described the data as insulting in a media briefing yesterday in Abuja. While the minister received knocks from other concerned groups and Nigerians, the lawmakers added that should the minister refuse to resign, the president, Major General Muhammadu Buhari, retired, should sack her. The lawmakers representing Sagbama Ekeremo constituency, Frederick Agbedi, who spoke on behalf of the other lawmakers, said, and I quote, "We call on the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development to honorably resign her appointment as a Minister of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, failing which Mr. President should relieve her of her appointment immediately. We, the Niger Delta members of House of Representatives, strongly and unequivocally condemn in strong terms the statement credited to the Honorable Minister as insensitive, unpatriotic and unnationalistic."
Yeah, well, they continue by saying that while we're not denying the fact that other states in the Federation are also affected, mm-hmm. the comparison and figures given by the Honorable Minister show a glaring attempt to downplay the harsh reality on ground. I'm most perplexed by the fact that this is now our flood is bigger than your flood.
Do you understand?
I'm most perplexed at the fact that how can you say that your flood is small, is bigger, mine is smaller, yes. when all my people are submerged.
More people died here.
Excuse me, our flood is floodier than
You've
your flood.
You've not seen our flood, though. Our flood.
Is this a joke? I feel like kindergarten children fighting over whose biscuit is finer or whose biscuit came from abroad.
Hell.
Is this a joke?
Hell.
People have lost homes. People have lost property. Life. They may never be able to get back. They have to start their lives from scratch.
If
children are exposed to all kinds of waterborne diseases. I'm telling you that farmlands have been eroded. We might have a food shortage.
We already have been the ripple effects.
And you're
already
telling me my flood is bigger than your flood. What kind of jokers do we have as leaders in this country? It's preposterous, for the want of a better word to describe it. What is this? What is this thing that we do in this country? We leave the big, we major on the minor. We leave the things that we should be prioritizing, and then we start to play on the things that don't even matter. What is this?
That you go and you're a minister of the Federal Republic. The first thing to do is not to sort the problems of. They say dead bodies are floating. Water level is still high. Waterborne diseases are rife. Famine is threatening, and what you're doing is comparing by state and border. And you go out in front of a mic and you speak the English you learned, and you're saying that this state is worse hit than that state. To what avail? To what avail? What do we intend to gain by that? What does that bring to us? There have been floods in the United States. There have been floods in Pakistan. And people come out, the country is in a state of emergency. Not you cutting the whole thing to states. Jigawa State is number one. Then we have River State. Then you have Delta State. Really? So please, the state of emergency should be declared. We should be telling us what you're going to do to Nigerians who will need food, who are already buying a bag of rice for more than 50,000 naira as we speak. What are we going to do? What is the solution? How are you getting these people resettled? Are you giving them food? International community is coming in and you are still dividing to states. Please, we are not kids. Nigeria shouldn't be the butt joke every single time. We should not play with such things. If you can't resign, I know nobody will resign and I know nobody will be fired. But just for the records, this is beneath you.
And this goes to everybody, all concerned, because I do not understand this yo-yo, this thing that you guys are doing. I really don't understand. If our leaders don't see the degree to which this flooding, you know, how it will affect us or how it's already affecting us, I don't understand why they seem to be dilly-dallying and playing. Look, I'm just not going to waste my breath. The moment we stop politicizing every single thing in this country, especially when it has to do with the life of a Nigerian, then we will have good leadership. Until then, we have no leaders. I'm sorry to say. And that's Sound Off.
You. Yeah.
41 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacon. Now, don't forget, before we went on that break, we did ask a question. Who was the most terror when you were growing up? Mom or dad? And why? Well, we want to also hear your experiences because, you know, there's always that good cop, bad cop energy at home. Somebody has to be the good cop and somebody has to be the bad cop. And the bad cop is always really bad. And the good guy, it's always really good. You know, there's always a fine line and you always knew who to cry to. And sometimes the good cop can just, you know, leave you out to hang dry with the bad cop. But we're opening up the phone lines this morning. Get ready to share your growing up experience with the good and bad cops in your life. Who was the most terror in your life growing up? Is it your mom or your dad? Share your experiences with us. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. You can tweet at Nigeria Info. Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos and send us a WhatsApp message if you can, and be part of the conversation. All right. Well, let's go straight to it. 0700-993-993-993, or you can call 01465-7190. That's for ladies only, ladies line. But generally, you can call 0700-993-993-993. Who was the most terror when you were growing up? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Please turn off your radio.
I'm not there.
All right, go ahead. Margaret, give us the What's Up, Lagos entry. What?
Growing up.
Give us the What's Up Lagos entry. Come on, come on, come on.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Go ahead, go ahead.
Growing up, my father used to be the military man in the house.
Okay.
He was not even a military man.
Ah, he wasn't?
He wasn't, but he was more or less like one. He'll just tell you, anywhere you go, once it's 7 o'clock, please don't come knock my gate. Just remain there.
Wow.
If you did not go to market or you did not follow your mom to anywhere for a business transaction, you have no business being outside by 7. So oftentimes, I and my siblings will come back where we are going to play and we'll find out that the gate is shut.
Ah.
I will talk, I will beg and beg. Some days we just straight to my maternal home. Is that bad?
Hey.
My grandmother, the following day, will return all of us. I will tell my grandmother, if you're a grandchildren, you can keep them.
Wow.
This is my house.
Do you get a beating when you get back? Do you get a beating when you get back from your grandmother's house?
Now, finally, at the end of the day, they release us.
Ew.
They will just tell us, hey, you have come back, no problem. You'll go to work. When he comes back, he will indirectly say, come, go and buy this thing. Once he entered the room, there was a day the man put pepper in our anus.
Oh, ew. Okay. That's TMI. Oh, wow. Okay.
Fresh pepper.
You guys must have been really, really stubborn children. Really stubborn children.
I know that people will just exaggerate. And because we are constantly moving together with my elder brother, some people will go and commit evil. They will say they saw two of them going in that. There was one that happened. They say we cook food. This is our local children food that we used to cook when we are small now. My uncle was building a house. We went there to do this cooking, and he complained. And we didn't go there after 1 week. Some people went and did the same thing. Immediately, they say we are the one. So nobody gave us opportunity to explain.
Oh, sorry.
That day, my father dealt with us that my mother was crying. Just kill them.
But thank you.
These two people I have now. Just kill them.
Thank you so much for calling. That's like the average household, you know, then, back in the day. Because you see, it had to be some person. It had to be dad or mom. Somebody had to be the disciplinarian, one way or the other. But then we're asking, because, you know, the roles actually are switched half the time. In my case, it was my mom. But then we want to find out from you, who was the terror when you were growing up? Was it your dad? Was it your mom? For some children, once they hear the horn from their dad's car, once the honking at the gate happens, every child knows which one is their father's car horn. So once they hear it, everybody rearranges their body. The house is clean in seconds. Some people are reading. Some would even be fake sleeping. But what was yours? We want to hear. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Lagos. Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mr. K.
Mr. K, go ahead. Who was the most terror in your life? Your dad or
my parents were double agents.
Ah.
God bless my late father. They won't say anything.
Wow.
When my mom didn't have any daughter. We were all boys.
Okay.
So, the discipline was real. We thank God. We're all doing well.
Wow.
So, but anytime we got into trouble, I will gently go either to Ikeja or Surulere, go and grab one of the grannies. Or to follow me home.
That was
my get out of, either of my grannies were my get out of jail card.
Wow.
But they will reduce the spanking, but it will still come.
Wow. At least you had a granny to run to. What about those who didn't have anybody?
Well, unlucky for them, but lucky for me. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Thank you very much for calling. All right. We're enjoying your experiences this morning, and we're asking, who was the most terror when you were growing up? Was it mom? Was it dad? I mean, this last caller said they were double agents. I can imagine when you go to your mom will tell you, just wait for your dad. Just wait for your dad to come back. That's a problem. Anyway, we're back to the phone lines. Don't forget, you can join the conversation on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsAppLagos. We want to hear from you. Share your experiences with us. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning, dear. My name is Altine, and I'm calling from Ikeja.
Aha. Tell us your experience.
Wow, my dad. The fear of my dad was the beginning of wisdom for
us. I can imagine.
Wow. In fact, when I grew up and I asked my mom, how did you meet this man? I'm telling you, because she was the opposite of him. 6 o'clock, he must be back home. Once after 6, you are not in his house, you lock the gate against you.
Wow.
In fact, even for his brothers, the day one of his brothers met me at a party, my dad is my uncle, he was like, from whose house did you come out?
Hey,
this party?
Hey.
I was like, my brother, he said, no, because even his brothers that were living with him, they must come back by 6 o'clock. Man, my father was a terror. When I was in secondary school, I was like, every time we go back to school and they would say, please pray for this. They lost their father. I said, why is he not my father? Why is he not the one that? Yes, because I was so scared of him. And I was his first child, I was his first child. You must not go to church.
Oh, and then you were a girl. Trust me, I know.
So in fact, we were three at a stretch, three girls.
Hmm.
So you must not go to church without him. There's no choir practice. There was no BB. There was no nothing.
Hmm.
You don't go to only on Sundays.
Hmm.
In fact, it was from my dad. I first had that choir master's impregnant girl. So he's not going. Nobody, none of his guys is going to be. My father was a terror, man. But I thank God. Before he died, I made sure I apologized to him that I thought he was a terror. I didn't know that he was actually trying to bring...
He just loved you guys.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. That's a sweet one. You know how dads can be very protective of their daughters? I mean, I'm a first child and the only daughter, so I know how it is, especially dads. They... extra shield, double shield, But then we're asking this morning... Who was the most terror growing up? Was it mum? Was it dad? Well, we have a caller. Azu is calling us on Skype. Hello, Azu. Good morning.
Good afternoon from here. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Where are you calling us from?
Jakarta, Indonesia.
Okay, great. So who was the terror in your house? Mum or dad?
Gosh. Okay, my story is, I don't know if it's interesting. I had this neighbor, Mama Raisi, and So my mom and this woman were having a competition who Sabi beat pass. Like, I was a specimen. They were spats. My dad beats only when it's necessary.
Uh-huh.
But my mom gives both the Yoruba Abara and the Igbo Kenin and everything. She mixes it all up.
Ooh.
Necessary and unnecessary.
Oh my goodness.
In fact, I was having this conversation with my kid sister today. She's in Canada, 10 years younger than me. And she was like, Guess what? They did not beat me at all. I now found out that these people, they knew what we were doing. So I was just a specimen. And I was the first son. I was the big boy in the house. And they would say, and I found out I was the only boy. So I had a lot of love. But the caning was coming.
They were trying to set you right, baby. They were trying to set you right.
Set what right? The beating was somewhere unnecessary. What changed? Nothing changed. In fact, I said, I was having a conversation with my sister today. And we were like, don't do this to your kids. And my immediate younger sister, because we were just three, have not actually forgiven them totally for that. For me, I've moved on because we got to a point we started negotiating. They could not beat me again now. We have started having conversation. Because before it was any smoothing, any smooth, my mom. But she's great. She's a great woman, though.
Thank you, Azu, for calling.
All right.
Have a nice day out there in Jakarta. Well, we're still taking your thoughts and your comments. Don't forget, you can be part of the conversation even on WhatsApp. So send us a message on WhatsApp. Or better still, you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM 99.3 with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. But let's go to WhatsApp and read some messages because we have very few seconds before we go on a quick break and bring you the news. This one says, my mom was the terror. Jeez, the day I got promoted on trial in primary 5, I thought it was still good since promoted was there. That day I knew my mom was a UFC fighter. She beat blockhead come out for my body. The only way I could escape her beating is to exaggerate the pain. Ah, mommy, my brain. Yay, I can't see. Yay, yay, my eyes. Mommy, oh, yay. Okay, thank you for that message. Really funny. Okay, this one says, my dad was... Okay, so Kingsley Benny Boy here says his dad was the terror when he was growing up. Thank you, Kingsley. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Okay, so while growing up, I'd say my mom was the bad cop. She hardly almost never used a cane on us. But you see those short nails, they look like they're actually short. If she catch you, you must see mark on your hand. Oh, wow. Okay. And she could pull your ears right now. One of my ears is longer than the other. this person says the dad was lenient. Well, we'll be back after the break to bring you more messages and take your calls, share your growing up experiences and the good bad cup. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's up, Lagos? We'll be right back. So what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria in for 2 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We're still talking about good cup, bad cup before we go into talking about what's happening here in Lagos. But we're asking, who was the biggest terror when you were growing up, mom or dad? And we want to hear those experiences. I have so many messages coming in on WhatsApp, but you can be part of the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Make sure you use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos and you can send us a message on our WhatsApp. Okay, I see so many messages coming in. The phone lines are open 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. And if you are a lady, call 01 465 7190. That's 01 465 7190. All right, so let me go to some of the messages and then we'll go back to the phone lines. I see so many. This one says, what's up, Lagos? This is Fatima from Agbara. My grandma was the terror. Once I did something wrong, she will wait for me to come home first and then she will close the door and lock it, then will give me the beating of my life. I will be running around the house. Hello. All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? My dad was the terror at home. My mom used to be angry whenever she sees you with a friend that doesn't like her children to go with. Okay, I'm sure that's what you meant. My dad can beat like he's beating a thief. He doesn't care what would happen to you when he's in that action, okay? There was a day he handled me around 5 p.m. I fainted till the next morning. It's really a tough time living here with him as a child. All in all, I got lots of training from the two of them that is really helping me to push things forward in my life. They are both still alive and I will always appreciate them for everything they've shared with me in my life. Okay, this is from Lukman in Ikorodu. Lukman, sorry, yo, daddy's beating somebody like a thief. Ha, daddy. Daddy, you need to calm down. All right, this one says, my dad, My dad, the guy in our coded ninja, he doesn't talk. Very quiet. Even through looking at his photograph alone, you can coordinate yourself. They like me most, Sha, because of my behavior. My mom was just the warning type. 10 times beating from my mom is equal to 1 slap from Popsy. No comparison, but it's balanced. It balanced our behavior last. Patrick from Akute. We'll come back to the phone lines and take some calls. And then, of course, keep those messages coming in. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. I'm Princess from Abuja.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes. Woo, sunshine color. All right, go ahead.
I want to myself and my children. For me, when I was growing up, my dad was the terrorist, was the greatest terrorist we can never think of. I'm wow. he was a soldier, you know, retired as a soldier. So he beat the hell out of us. But he made us what we are today, and we are all grateful to him. For my children, they will call me as their terrorist.
Ah, so you took it for... mommy. That's not nice. It's 2022. You don't beat.
Because they're all grown up, and they are all settled in different places, and they say, Mom, if not for you. It's not that I was cruel, but, you know, it's like they gave us a name. Mm-hmm. My name is Mommy, I want, and Mommy, can I? You have to ask permission to have to take what they want. But from their dad is Daddy, I want. Anything they just want, they say Daddy, I want, and you give them. But me,
they have Daddy wrapped around their finger.
That is it.
Thank you so much for calling. All right, I love it, love it, love it, love it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey,
please turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio. Please, 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 please.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Eze calling from Odogbolu.
Eze, it's so good to have you join us. So yeah, give us your story.
Yes, you see, I don't know whether how you will feel when I tell you this. You see, when I'm still a young boy like that, anytime I commit crime like that, I call it crime. Then my father will not talk to you. But reaching in the night, they will tell you that because of what you did, you are not going to eat. You are going to sleep like that the following morning.
Oh, your food will be there. On an empty stomach.
Hey,
no.
I'm telling you this. We package it well for you. Cover it very well. Nothing will touch it.
Ew.
Just your punishment. And the day we beat you, they will be removing the broom from your body. Because it will design you.
Then
he will tell you next time when you see something like that, you will not do it.
You run away. You pick race.
You will run away. Well, but today I'm enjoying it because the lesson he taught us that time make us to be very loving children. Anywhere we didn't forget ourselves. As 8 in number in our family, we love ourselves so much. One another. We do things together. We didn't share any bitterness. We are okay.
I'm happy. Thank you very much for calling. We'll take one more call, then run through the messages. Don't forget, we're going to talk about this and their predicaments. If you take a bus every day to work, to your business place, you've ever jumped on a bus, bus drivers in Lagos are screaming for help. So we want to talk to bus drivers today. If you're a bus driver and you're listening, today now your day, and tell us what you're experiencing with these touts. Because we hear the bus drivers are saying they work like elephants, but they feed like ants. So the monies that they're making doesn't follow them home. Why? We'll talk about that. But in the meantime, good cop, bad cop, I want to hear from you, your experiences. Who was the most terror while you were growing up? Was it mum or was it dad? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Give me the what's up, Lagos. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Hey! Yes, live. Now, that's the spirit. What's your name? Where are you coming from?
My name is Queen Esther from Badagry.
Hi, Queen Esther. So tell me, who was bad, mommy or daddy?
Jesus, my dad.
Wow.
My dad, he really dealt with me. Hell, Jesus. There was a day I did something, he beats me up, I fainted, he continued beating me, my mom couldn't take it. That day, after that time, I gave my life to Christ.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Well, but that was a good one. That pointed to Jesus. That's nice.
Whenever I see him now, I'm just like, why did you beat me that time? Because my mom, I didn't know I fainted. I was told I fainted, actually.
I was just asking,
why me like that? Was I a criminal? I know you're a soldier, but you don't have to beat your dad. He said you are so stubborn.
And see, maybe you said you were stubborn.
I was stubborn.
See your life. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, we got to go take more messages. This one's from Igwe Victor. Igwe Victor here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. My mom was the terror, though. Though she made me believe that dad was handling, dad's handling was the worst. So that made me avoid being handled by my dad, okay? I can't remember my dad flogging me more than 2 times. Because even now, so your dad is now in his 90s, all right? I still comport myself at the sound of his voice. We had a wonderful family. Last month marked 5 years. We lost my mom. She made me the strong man that I am. All my condolences, Igwe. Thank you very much for your message. This one says, let's see. What's up, Lagos? I'm Princess from Lekki Phase 2. Growing up, my dad was the bad cop, but we thank God that I am what I am today by the grace of God because of my dad. As for my children, though, they're all grown up too, and they'll say, bad cop, I'm the bad cop, and dad is good cop. However, they're thanking me today for their upbringing. It all ends in praise. Doesn't it, darling? Doesn't it? Okay. This one's from Adama from Festag. It says, what do you mean by terror? Some parents are strict, and the way you're saying it makes it look like the one that will kill children that they give birth to. Adama, I don't know if you're following the conversation, but it's your opinion. This one says, my father, even as I'm far away in a state like Lagos, I feel his impact. You didn't give me a name, but thank you very much for your message. This one says, what's up, Lagos? I'm Dominion from OPIC. He says, for me, my days of childhood was more as an insider as I grew up with my uncle, who was a prison warden before leaving to my biological parents when I was about 9 years old. Man, the experience wasn't cool, especially once my uncle puts your hand between his arms. Just know that your own is finished that day. Before the beating starts, sir, you're already receiving knocks on your head as introduction. And my aunt was the instigator of beating parliament. Thank you very much, Dominion. That is so funny. Wow, knocks. I hate knocks. But children should not be knocked because, you know, that's the beginning of migraines and headaches, unnecessary ones. Anyway, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Both parents were a terror. We called our double. My mom was called Salt. Salt. She beats and slaps at every instance with serious shouting. Despite the hardness of our mom, she always pled when my dad disciplined. Oh, wow. So as bad as mom was, dad was worse. Oh, wow. All right. This one says, my moms that stammer when they flog are the worst. You won't hear what? Fred, thank you very much. It was so funny to do that. All right, I'll take 2 more calls and we're going to wrap this up. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Yeah. Where are you calling from?
My name is Joe. I'm calling from Kumain.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so my dad was in the matrix. He says, retired, going to sleep now. Mm-hmm. My dad was, no. His punishment alone says, go make himself, no, the one who's anything, some place of his business. So, but my mom was a tough part. He jumped away. The parent now, I'm a father of a son of a queen, and I also let them know, you know, what's up. That's just it. When I do something bad, I let them know immediately.
But so you don't hit your kids now? You don't do what your parents did?
Well, no, I don't hit them much, but enough punishment.
But you shall hit them. Okay. All right, thank you very much for calling. One last call for the road. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. live. Good morning.
Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Stretch is somewhere.
Stretch
has gone to hustle for food for us. But go ahead.
Okay. Me and you this morning. I never see food trouble. So very grateful. Call. Now Black Diamond is up for me, Jora.
All right, Black Diamond. Go ahead.
Growing up as a kid, my dad was the most scary, like the most scary. Mm-hmm. And he get one beat the way they give me. Say for my life, I know the feet, like I won't forget it in my whole life. That was on that was 1st January. They opened my ear with beatings. Cause,
ouch.
Like I went out on 31st, so I came back late. Like around 2 o'clock in the morning. So like early morning around 6, they come wake me, they say, oh, Benny, come here. Like they locked me inside the house. My
Black Diamond, sorry, I think you ran out of airtime. But that's it. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about bus drivers and their predicament. Of course, what they're going through in the hands of thugs in Lagos and what can be done about it after this break. Minutes gone past 11 o'clock. It's still what's up, Lagos? My name is Mariana Cohn, and we're talking about bus drivers in Lagos from this moment. Yes. Now, bus drivers in Lagos have been complaining about the fact that they work like elephants and eat like ants. Yes, I'm going to give you some background into it. Now, members of the Joint Bus Drivers Welfare Association of Nigeria have called of the industrial action. Now, its national leader, Abiodun Akintade, Chairman Okpeyemi Suleiman, and General Secretary Feishayo made this announcement on Monday at the Secretariat of the Lagos State Parks and Garages Management in Agege. Now, the trio and two others that spoke lamented the nefarious activities of boys that demand money from them at every bus stop. According to them, there are about 25 bus stops between Badagry and Alabao, you know, really, where the boys are stationed to collect money. Now, this, they said, rip them of their daily earnings. I'd like to quote them directly. We're working like an elephant and eating like an ant. We appeal to you to look into this. End of quote. Now, they also complained bitterly about extortion by officials of the Lagos State Traffic Management Authority, LASMA. Yes. The Lagos State Environmental Sanitation and Special Offences Unit Task Force and the Rapid Response Squad, RRS. Yes, we're calling all of them out today. According to these men, task force officials do collect as much as 150,000 naira whenever any vehicles were impounded. They said the union leaders in their various parks neglected them to their fate anytime security agencies arrested them. They said their branch chairman were not looking after their welfare. They abandoned them whenever security officials arrested them. This should not be the case. With all the dues that they collect from us, they should be taking care of us. But again, I want to look at the welfare of the average bus driver in Lagos. Yes, there are certain taxes that, you know, these guys are supposed to pay or ticketing. But when they become too many and they're duplicated, what do they take home? Because this obviously is a business. These people are plying this trade or whatever we would like to call it, but they're working for money to take home and feed their families. Now, if certain people under the guise of this agency or that agency or whatever keep taking those monies from them, why do they even have to drive the buses in the first place? But these questions are for you, bus drivers. So if you're a bus driver, you know a bus driver, you've taken a bus, you've been in a bus where these people were being harassed, where these people were being, fleeced of their monies. Remember, last week, they went on a strike. And I know how difficult it was for some people to be able to make their way to work. So bus drivers, we want to talk to you today. Call me. Tell us what your plight is and how are you surviving? How are you surviving? Now that MC Oluomo is saying, well, you guys can call off your strike and go back to work. Are they going to get rid of these touts or are you still going to go through the same cycle again? For how long? Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. With the promise of, oh, we're going to deal with the issue. Will it be matched by action? This is going to MC Oluomo. Is it going to be matched by action? If these men are going out for their daily bread and at the end of the day they go home with crumbs, what is the essence at the end of the day? Why are these people going through all that trouble to make money, but then they cannot take that money home? Because a group of touts that come under the guise of some names or representatives of the government of the day keep taking these monies from them. How are these people supposed to survive? Call us 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. You can tweet at NigeriaInfo99.3 with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. Send us a WhatsApp message. We want to hear. Let's talk about the welfare of bus drivers in Lagos. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. What's up? Cheers to life.
Today is my baby's birthday. Oh,
happy birthday to your baby. Happy birthday to your baby.
Baby precious.
Happy birthday, baby precious.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. If that was you, please call us back. Apologies. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Give us the what's up, Lagos, quickly.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Go ahead.
I'm Mr. Amore calling from Ikoto.
All right. Are you a bus driver?
No, but I want to ask a question over the matter. This matter, please, is MC Oluomo a government official that has to give order to the drivers or the park owners?
Well, I'd like to let you know that he's in charge of parks and garages, and that's an appointment that was given to him by the Lagos State government. Does that help?
So he's a government official.
He's a government appointee.
He's been accountable to government.
He is a government appointee. That means he reports to the government.
Okay. That's what I want to know. Thank you.
Great. I'm glad that I could educate you. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Please call us back if you can. All right. Please call us back. All right. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? All right, Chest Alive, good morning. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
My name is Victor, calling from Bariga.
Victor, can you turn off your radio or walk away from it? Hold on. Turn off your radio or walk away from it.
Hello?
Turn off your radio or walk away from it.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Extortion is a Yoruba tradition.
I'm not going to do that with you. Extortions happen everywhere. Who said that it's a Yoruba tradition? Don't bring that here, please. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sunday. I'm calling from Snake Island.
Are you a bus driver?
I'm a bus driver.
Perfect.
So, as a bus driver, we are walk like an elephant, eat like a ant. Imagine a man who eats a bus. Drivers who eat bus. Why the animals who eat a lot of food. So drivers suffer a lot. So let Lagos do something because this one is out of hand. Each bus stop you pay 200, you pay 100, you pay so amount, you pay 900, you pay 800, you pay a lot of, you pay this one, it's too much.
But MC Oluomo has said that he sets up a task force to flush out the touts from bus stops and motor parks. I just want to know, as you are driving today, did you pay money?
We paid. Even though I said I break my side mirror today, they scatter my side mirror because of how much, 100 naira.
Wow.
It's not supposed to be, they break my side mirror. The windscreen of the motor, they damage it because of money. The driver have struggled for Lagos State. They are not. If you go to another state, you look at driver building houses, building a lot of things. If you look at Lagos.
It's still What's Up Lagos. 37 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anacol. Now, we have been discussing the plight of bus drivers in Lagos and, of course, what they have been facing from these touts and thugs in Lagos. Now, they've complained about the fact that they've been working like elephants and eating like ants. I mean, bottom line, they're not making anything. At the end of the day, they toil so much and those monies get taken off them by thugs and touts in the name of we're remitting to government. Now, like I said earlier on, the man in charge of the parks and garages here in Lagos, MC Oluomo, had said that he was going to set up a committee to look into this, the tout situation. And he had said, well, it's good that the bus drivers have called off their strike. They can go about their businesses. But then the last caller that we had before that, before abruptly going for the break, did say something about the fact that even today, no action has been taken because he has been fleeced of money. And at a point where he refused to, his side mirror was broken. So again, you're not just fleecing these guys of their monies, you're also destroying their vehicles, causing them to also have to pay, spend money that they do not have to fix these cars because of 100 naira or 200 naira. Where exactly are we going in this Lagos? Because you see, I asked that question. If MC Oluomo is saying he's going to constitute a committee to look into it, where are the actionable plans that he has in place? What strategies is he going to employ to make sure that this is a thing of the past? And how soon can that happen? But if you're a bus driver and you are listening to the show this morning, we'd like to hear from you. We have about 13 minutes on the clock to take your thoughts and your comments. How can we get rid of these thugs off of the streets of Lagos? Because they're not just a problem to the bus drivers, they're a problem to almost everybody who plies the roads that we have here in Lagos. And if the man that is in charge of parks and garages is assuring us that he's putting a committee together to deal with the issue and bus drivers are still complaining today that they're being fleeced of their money, how can we trust that statement? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We're live on YouTube and, of course, facebook.com/NigeriaInfo99.3. Go there and post your comments. If you are somebody who takes the bus, you've seen this happen again and again. How do we deal with this issue? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, apologies. Do call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
It's me, Victor. My one is that I don't already buy
Victor, I don't already buy acid. Victor, I'm going to caution you for the last time. And then I will never take your call because you can't call on the radio and try to instigate people. First you call and say, it's a Yoruba thing. Come off it. It's not. And again, you're now trying to talk about violence on the radio. This is not a bear parlor. You can have those conversations there, right? Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Cheers to life. My lady.
Yes, what's your name? Where are you coming from?
Omenka John. You're all alone today, huh?
No. Stretch went to hustle for food. He's a hungry man.
Hustle for food?
Yes.
Hustle. Okay, my sister. You see, when you mentioned the problem bus drivers were facing, you skip one part, which that last caller called before you went to the break.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that part only, it pains me. I'm always on the road. I'm not a bus driver. I'm into this hiring. You see, what I see these touts do to these bus drivers, look, it's like terror. I don't know who is in charge, but I believe Lagos is a state of excellence. They should do something about it. And calling one particular tribe that the Agbero.
Well,
no?
I've dealt with that. We're not going to revisit
it. Different tribe.
Yeah,
doing that.
We've dealt with that issue.
That Nigerians.
Yes, it's a general thing with the tout everywhere. Yes.
Even in Abuja too.
Yeah.
You know, when you see them eat, they eat bokoto, they eat the tongue, the cow leg and everything. You can't eat the kind of food these people eat. I'm telling you the truth. If you enter where they eat food, you will shout. Even bankers, even those that have money, they can't eat that kind of food. You can't find that kind of food in any buffet.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Really. So they eat like they're eating from a buffet. And that's what I'm saying. So if this is such a lucrative business for these guys, these so-called touts and thugs, and they keep, you know, operating without any fear of, you know, somebody apprehending them because they have some backing. You know how a person, you know, misbehaves and knows that nothing's going to happen because he knows who sent him. And now we're hearing that there's going to be a committee constituted to deal with the issue. Again, that driver did say to us that nothing has been done because today he was also assaulted by these guys. I want to go back to this statement that was released by the three groups of, you know, Driver Welfare Association. One of them had said something today, and I just want to go to what he said. Now, he's saying that they want to see a change. I would like to call his name. His name is, Akinsaya. Well, he's one of the... he's one of the guys from the committee of the bus drivers, the welfare association. Now, they're saying that with the task force that is being set up, they want to see something happen in a month. And if in a month that ultimatum expires and nothing is being done, then they might have to go on that strike again. But I want to talk to Lagos State Government because, you know, the last caller said we're a center of excellence. We were the nation's economic capital. We're a big place. There's so many businesses and people, you know, coming. It's a bust of all kinds of people. Lagos is, you know, it's the New York of Nigeria. Do you understand me? And if we must have businesses thrive, people go about their businesses, there has to also be some certain level of excellence with our transportation system. We cannot have these thugs doing what they're doing. And all we hear is, oh, we'll look into it. We're looking into it. We're looking. How do we trust that statement coming from you? How do we trust it? What are you giving to us to hold on to so that we can at least say, well, the government is doing something. We're seeing that there are moves for something to be done, as opposed to these thugs are back on the street again doing the same thing that the bus drivers were complaining of when they went on that strike. And you told them to, call off the strike. We're going to deal with the issue. But they're still facing the same thing. What exactly will you do? And how do we deal with this issue? I mean, you must not necessarily be a bus driver. As a Lagosian, how do you think we can deal with this issue? And how do you think, how responsive do you think the government is to dealing with this issue of touts in Lagos? 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Good morning. This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Morile Gomu.
Pastor Ladipo, thank you for calling. Are you a bus driver or you just ride on the buses?
No, I'm just a stakeholder. I'm not a bus driver.
Great. Go ahead. What are your thoughts?
They are no longer town, so they are no longer agro. They have been legalized.
Excuse me?
So, because the government too is finding it difficult to deal with them. And because of that, it will be very, very hard. It will be very, very hard for the government to intercede. So for me, what I see is that I'm sorry.
Pastor Ladipo is very... I was about to tell you that, you know, the line was fading. But thank you very much for calling. I really was hoping I could ask you what you meant by they've been legalized. How do you legalize touts? Please help me understand that. How do you do that? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Cheers to life. Yes.
For my own issue, I was actually a bus driver.
Okay.
So the frustration there, every bus stop I have to pay $500, $200, $300. They'll be telling me money for last man, money for parking, money for loading, money for... They just be mentioning different type of money for police. So it got me frustrated. I have to give my boss out, go out there, look for something else doing. I'm actually, I'm a driver now in one of the company because I can't bear it again. So it's frustrating. Government should do something about it. We can't bear it again.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm curious. I'd like to be very practical, even though we just have 5 minutes on the clock. How much does the average bus driver make or take home at the end of the day when you are done giving these 200s and 150 and all that? I mean, at the end of the day, do you, because especially for those who do not necessarily own the buses, so you have to make some money and then pay off, you know, the bus driver for that day. How much do you, you know, get? Because I'm curious, the statement that these people work so hard and then they eat like ants, you know, breaks my heart. So I really want to understand the practicalities of being a bus driver today, if we can do that in 5 minutes. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Shegun calling from Eleganza.
Shegun, are you a bus driver?
No, not.
Okay.
But at least every day we experience what goes on.
All right. Tell me what you've
The way I'm looking at it is as if the government of Lagos State are not ready to do anything at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anything can be done sooner or later because the government is indirectly benefiting from it. Otherwise,
how do you mean? How is government benefiting from thuggery and these taps in Lagos?
There was a time that it was said that they are going to issue a 800 naira ticket that will be issued to the drivers. But at the end of the day, these drivers will still have to pay at every bus stop. And based on intelligence reports, there is no way that the Lagos State government will not have an intelligence report on the activities of the names of these drivers. These are some of the things that security challenges will be having, because there must be a daily security report that must be given to the government for them to act upon. So that's why I said there is no way that the government can also exempt themselves from what's going on in the state. So I believe it is our time for them to take action. If for them to know that they are not involved, they should also take a drastic action and get this thing out of Lagos State. It's really killing the economic system of Lagos State.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I'm just going to try to keep every conversation at 1 minute because we have just 3 on the clock right now. Let me quickly go read some messages that are coming in. Somebody here says, good morning, it's criminal and extortion enterprise that shouldn't happen. They were set up to control or set up and controlled by an individual who's benefiting from the fraudulent setup he has used to acquire stupendous wealth and influence. Abe from Ejigbo sent us that one. Who's the individual? Patrick from Akute says, we're living in the midst of deceit. It's like an animal farm. How can it stop when they have sold? They have solid backbones. We know the root of all of this. And what is the root? I'm curious. This one says, can you believe this? From Suru Aba to Boundary Market in Ajegunle, the Koropay shuttle buses pay 8,500 naira per day to the Agwerus. What? The bus owners get 5,000 naira per day. The driver gets 2,500 naira per day. When I heard this, I was traumatized. And this is from Mr. Jimmy. Really? So, hey, what? So the Agwerus get 8,500 naira. And then the driver still has to pay 5,000 to the owner. That's if the person doesn't own the bus. And then goes home with 2,000. What? Sorry. Wait, oh. What does 2,000 naira, 2,500, okay, what can he buy today? Sincerely, a loaf of bread is about 1,200 now. A loaf. A family loaf is 1,200. What's left of it? It's ridiculous. Wow. This one says, I think it's time bus drivers start recording the extortion on their mobile phones. By the time the activities start to leak worldwide, I think the government will take their mega city situation seriously. When you get to Oshodi, you see many or how many they are. Some carry cane to flog conductors. It's savage. This is from Fred. I don't think we're done with this conversation. We'll be back next week to have this conversation, and I'm hoping I can get the Parks and Garages guy here in the studio. If he can't come, let him send somebody who can talk to me. But then Lagos State Government has to tell us how they're willing to deal with this issue. All right, because we cannot just talk about it. We need solutions. These bus drivers are suffering and they're being treated like animals. We cannot allow that happen in our mega city, can we? Anyway, that's all the time that we have today. I want to thank everybody for being part of the conversation. We're going on a quick break, and when we are back, it'll be time for the news at the top of the hour. My name is Mary Anna Kon. Don't forget, follow Nigeria Info on all its social platforms, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube page. It's Nigeria Info FM 99.3. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and of course Facebook. My name is Mary Anne Duke Cone, but on Twitter, Instagram, it's MIMIEYO. I promise you we will revisit this conversation and the bus drivers are going to get some form of answer. All right. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Have a beautiful day, Lagos.